my joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank God for blessing us to see this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, bless God for our beautiful and handsome babies, our youth and our young people who have led us in worship this morning, and certainly we thank God for their presence and participation. Certainly to our junior deacons, to our young ushers, youth and childlike ushers, to our children. Amen. Beautiful indeed. Come on, bless God better than that for our children. Come on. Come on, our youth. Amen. 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 I just feel in my spirit. Where's April? Sister April. Come on round and sing that last song you sung yesterday. I want to thank God for Sister Jackson and Sister Mickens for leading our children. I just feel it in my spirit. That song you sang yesterday. Yeah.
My life laid down, I surrender now. I
Come on, don't you hold back on the Lord. Give him the praise he deserves. Oh my. Come on, put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord. Bless his name. Bless his person. Bless who he is. Come on, he's worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised. He's worthy, I tell you. Genesis chapter 43. He's worthy. That's it. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. That brought some people through some stuff.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Shouting because they're happy.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Could have been another way.
Could have been another way. Could have been another way.
Come on, give it to him. You know, in cars, they build transmissions for short distance driving and long distance driving. And while I was sitting there, the Lord put in my mind and in my spirit that you all needed to shift from fourth gear to overdrive. That's that last gear where it takes the strain off the motor. You needed a shift. You in overdrive. Glory to God. Genesis 43. Women came in and prayed on yesterday. They didn't know it was going to be a spillover.
Spillover, all right, man.
They left.
Amen.
The stirring of the Spirit in the sanctuary. My, my, my. Genesis 43. For the sake of time, let me just read a few of the verses. Not in its entirety, verses 16 through 34, but let me just read a few of the verses. Verse 16.
Yes, sir.
And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them,
yes, sir,
he said to the ruler of his house, bring these men home and slay and make ready. For these men shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house. And they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and Joseph, and they communed with him at the door of the house, and said, oh, sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass when we came to the inn that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of the sack, of his sack. Our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hand to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, this is the last verse. Peace be to you. Fear not. Your God And the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money, and he brought Simeon out to them. The word of the Lord for the people of God, the word is blessed. May we be blessed by being hearers and doers of his holy divine word. Look at your neighbor and say, tool of kindness. Amen. Look at another and say, tool of kindness. Look at somebody and say, be kind. Amen. Be kind. A few years ago, I discovered that there's a vast difference between kindness and niceness. Upon talking with the late Manson B. Johnson, he said to me, the Lord will have us to be kind but not nice. I said, not nice. He says, not nice, because nice has for its equivalence stupidity.
All right. Mm. All right
now. That we are never told in the Bible to be nice. We're told to be kind. The late Dr. Adrian Rogers preached a sermon years ago entitled, Try a Little Kindness. In his introduction, he rehashed the inaugural address of President George Bush, where President George Bush challenged the United States to be kinder and gentler nation. For the President of the United States to say to the greatest nation on earth that there's a need for kindness.
That's right.
Brothers and sisters, kindness is not just the need of America or the need of New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church. Kindness is the need of our homes and of our lives. We need kindness. Look at the neighbor and say, we need kindness. God expects us to be kind to one another.
Amen.
That God expects us to show kindness regardless of how we are treated, wronged, abused, and mistreated.
Amen.
The Bible says, be kind one to another. Jesus, in Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 6, verse 35, he says, but love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. What is kindness? That kindness is to be useful.
That's right.
To be good.
Yeah.
To be helpful. To be suitable.
Yeah.
It is translated sometimes as goodness, tenderness, friendliness, and generosity. That 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 says, love is kind. That kindness is just simply love in practical and personal ways. That kindness is more than love said. It is love in service. That kindness is more than love proclaimed. It is love in practice. That kindness is more than love declared. It is love in demonstration. That there is nothing more worthwhile than kindness. That kindness beautifies the life of Christians. That kindness brightens the world and sweetens life. It makes you suitable to be around. That a kind person is not a burdensome person. That a kind person is easy to be around. Kindness allows the law of love to rule in your life. That you readily humble yourself and sacrifice your own personal interests to do good for others. See, if you leave love out, if you leave love out, you will mistreat, abuse, and use other people for your own personal interests. But when love is in your heart, love and kindness makes you set aside yourself, sacrifice your self-interest for the good of someone else.
That's right.
Notice Joseph in the text is a bright, brilliant, radiant, luminous picture of kindness. That Joseph was kind to his brothers despite their mistreatment of him. You Bible readers remember in Genesis chapter 37 that Joseph's brothers mistreated him. They wronged him when he was 17 years old. They mistreated him because he was faithful to his father. He was favored by his father and he was favored by God. They stripped him of his coat of many colors, threw him in a pit, sold him to a band of Ishmaelites. They mistreated him. But he did not mistreat them in return. Brothers and sisters, I think I need to pause parenthetically to say you are not to be retaliatory in your behavior toward people who have wronged you. God expects you to be kind. That's why Jesus say to us in Matthew chapter 5 verses 38 through 41, you have heard that it was said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles.
That's right.
That you are to be kind.
Yes.
Not retaliatory, not revengeful, but kind. The Lord said, vengeance is mine. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you have no business retaliating. You have no business getting back. You have no business getting revenge. Now look at them and tell them that's God's business. I thought I need to tell you that because there may be someone here waiting for the benediction. Had some unfinished business to tend to, and they waiting for the benediction. And so I needed to tell you what's God's business. God's business is vengeance.
That's right. That's right.
He says, be kind. Several expressions of kindness we see in Joseph in chapter 43 in verses 16 through 34. Notice, first of all, kindness was extended in the entertaining of his brothers. Verse 16 says, and when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said unto the ruler of his house, bring these men home and slay and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. I see kindness in the fact that Joseph commanded the steward of his house to entertain his brothers. Verse 17, Joseph ordered the steward of his house to take his brothers into the house and to prepare dinner, inviting his brothers into his home is something Joseph didn't have to do. He could have simply sold his brothers grain, released Simeon, and let them go their way. But instead of giving them the cold shoulder, he invites them into his home. He's expressing the law of love, that the law of love is ruling in his life. That Joseph, he disregarded his own personal feelings and frustrations in order to do good unto his brothers. Sometimes you need to put your feelings and frustrations on hold. There's too many of us allowing our feelings and frustrations to get the best of us. That we are ill in our response to God because we are governed by our feelings and frustrations. You know, when people get you to the point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you have to put your feelings on hold.
Amen.
I think about David. You know, David was in trouble himself over in Samuel. And he was in this place called Adullam. And he was on the run for his own life. And God sent to David 400 messed up men. While David himself was in hiding, while David was messed up, because David at the time was not on the throne, he was not in the palace, he was in a obscure place hiding. And God sent 400 messed up men. See, listen to me. God, he doesn't always wait until you got it together. Sometimes God will send people to you that have wronged you, messed up people into your life, because he wants to get you ready through your setting aside your feelings and frustrations. Some of you will never be blessed because you don't know how to set aside your feelings and frustrations. Joseph had to set aside his feelings and frustration to minister to the needs of his brother. See, when God swings the pendulum in your favor. Are you waiting to get back? When God shifts the seesaw of life wherein you were down, but now you are up. Are you waiting to get back? Because God does not elevate you to get back. God elevates you to be kind. God does not swing the pendulum in your direction to be revengeful. God swings the pendulum in your direction so that you be kind. He commanded his servants to take his brothers into his house and to entertain them. Watch the text. They are on their way to the house. And Joseph's brothers began to reason among themselves as to why they were receiving favor. Oh, boy. Help, hold me, Lord. And they get to the door of Joseph's house. And they question the steward. They said to the steward, have the governor had us brought to his house to confine us? Because when we came the first time, we brought money.
Yeah, that's right.
And the money was restored. Yeah. Every man's money in the mouth of his sack. When we went to our first place of rest, our first stop, we opened the sacks and our money was in the sacks.
That's right.
And what we have done is we have brought back that money and some more money. Now, let me tell you what's happening. Because over in Romans chapter 12, the Lord says, you do good to them that mistreat you, and you shake the hands of your enemy. And listen, when you shake the hands of your enemy, it is as if you are heaping coals of fire on their heads. Instead of enjoying the blessing, they became skeptical. Let me tell you something. Y'all don't mind if I just can't take my time. Everybody wants favor. But when favor is granted, can't handle favor. Y'all missed it. You finally got the favor you've been praying for. And your mind so distorted with past stuff, past occasions, that you can't enjoy the present favor. You so busy looking back over your life, trying to figure out if you deserve it or not. But have you not asked or thought on the fact that if it's favor, you know you don't deserve it? It's not given to you because you deserve it. Favor is given to you because you don't deserve it. And they began to look in their stacks. They saw the money. And then they began to reason with the steward of the house. And here it is, a Gentile, a pagan. A man outside of the common law and the commonwealth of Israel. He begins to speak to them of their God. Somewhere along the line, we see that Joseph had to live a life before this steward. For the steward to say to his brothers that God is merciful. Don't worry, be at ease. Settle down. Don't be so anxious. Don't be so nervous. Don't be so bewildered. Don't be so beset. God, the God of your fathers, is merciful. And he's favorable toward you. So you see the favor and you see the kindness of Joseph in his extended kindness to entertain his brothers. But notice, you see, kindness was expressed in his inquiry. When he showed up at the house, he asked his brothers, "Is your father well? How's your family doing?" And then notice they began to give him gifts. You know, the almonds and the berries and the money. And he inquired about the father. Is your father well? And he was concerned about their welfare.
That's right. That's right.
Let me tell you, it's hard for people who have wronged you to believe that you are concerned about their welfare. Any good you do, they think you're trying to set them up.
That's right.
I'm just concerned about your welfare. How are you doing? That's what he said to his brother. How are you doing? How's your father? And the more he inquired, the more nervous they became.
That's right.
You know, when people, you know, have wronged you, they don't believe that you are for them.
Amen.
Boy, y'all quiet this morning. They don't believe that you have their best interests at heart. They are expecting you to respond to them in the way they treated you. But if I respond to you the way you treated me, then that makes me like you. And because you being nervous in being you, I don't want to be like you. I don't want to live a life of nervousness and anxiety. Worry of somebody getting me back. I want to do as Jesus says, do good to them. Let me close this sermon. He was concerned. He was concerned. Kindness was shown to them in his inquiry. Kindness was shown to them in his entertaining of them. But then kindness was expressed in the intensity of the meal.
Yes.
That he didn't just feed them corn or grits.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
He didn't just give them a banana or.
That's right.
A bowl of peaches.
Yeah, that's right.
He laid it out.
Amen. Amen.
And notice when they got to the table, he set them in birthright order.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were taken by it because they thought he was endowed or endued with some supernatural power to have some wisdom beyond the norm.
That's right. That's right.
Set them in order at their table.
Yeah.
And then he had his elaborate meal set before them.
Yeah.
And he gave his brothers their portion, and when it came to Benjamin, he gave him five times as much.
Yeah.
More than he could eat.
Yeah.
Because Benjamin was his brother by the same mother.
Yeah.
And he withdrew himself, sat at a different table because he was under the custom of Egypt.
Yeah.
That it was an abomination for an Egyptian to eat at the same table, and it was an abomination for the Egyptian to use the same utensil. So he withdrew himself, sat at his table, and then his steward sat at his table. Now, you know, it had to be an elaborate place because there are at least three tables. And everyone is eating. Now, here's a famine in the land. And Joseph is so blessed that he's eating some type of animal slave. He has a full course meal eating at the table. Let me pause to tell you that conditions around you doesn't change the favor of God on you. That Joseph was still favored in a famine. That God can cause his children to eat even when scarcity is all around. See, some of you cringe and you get all uneasy and you lose your way when you hear of certain conditions coming through the news and all of that. And you don't really trust God like you should. Listen, they can talk world news, but God has a different station. Y'all don't hear me. God got his own station. And it's called the Bible. You need to read the Word of God to know that God is able to provide for you even when scarcity is in the land. Joseph ate well in the midst of the famine. And his brothers, they ate well. He was showing them kindness. He becomes a type of Christ. He becomes a type of Christ. He's showing them kindness despite of how they have mistreated him. He's showing them kindness.
That's right.
That God is kind to us regardless of how we treat God. And he tells us to be kind. So we see here Joseph now gives us a picture of the coming of Christ into the world in God's kindness toward us, that we have been saved by the kindness of God. God's kindness healed the sick. His kindness delivered men and women from demons. His kindness gave sight to the blind. God's kindness delivered men and women from sin and its penalty. God's kindness led Jesus to Calvary's cross. God's kindness caused Jesus to pray for those who were nailing his hands to the cross and nailing his feet and pressing the crown of thorns upon his head. Because of the kindness of God, Jesus was buried in Joseph of Arimathea's grave, and God, by his kindness, raised him from the dead. And I thank God for his kindness. We ought to be kind one to another. And when you are kind to one another, others see God in you. Joseph didn't spend the days of prospering, wasting time, wasting the resources, wasting the blessings of God getting at his brothers. What he did was he gave himself to illustrate to his brothers and to the world and to us how we are to respond to people who have, who are, who will mistreat us.
That's right.
That you are too blessed to stoop to their level. You're too blessed to walk around with hang-ups.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Walking around bitter.
Thank you, Lord.
Walking around with revenge in your heart.
Amen. Amen.
He shows us how to respond.
Yes,
spread the table.
Yes.
Before your enemies and say, eat. If they desire drink, give them drink.
Amen.
If they're naked, clothe them.
Amen.
If they're out, bring them in.
Yes.
And watch God.
Yes. Watch God. Watch God. Watch.
Keep right on blessing your life.
Yes.
Listen, I'm done. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. Amen. Give it one to your feet if you will. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. If you're here and you're not saved, come give the Lord your life. Give him your soul. He'll save you. Secondly, if you're here and you're in need of a faith family, come. New Bethlehem is a wonderful place. We're wonderful people. God is our captain and caretaker. Thirdly, if you're here and need to be restored, come on. Come on. Come today. By latter Christian experience, a candidate for baptism. Come to be saved. Come to be received into this faith family. Come to be restored. Come on. See it. Come on, the doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. Come on, the doors, the doors. Don't let it be said too late. Now is the day of salvation. Come on. Come on, the doors, the doors. Say it, say it. Come on. Encourage someone to get saved. Come on, encourage someone. To be restored. Come on, the doors, the doors. Come on, one more round. Oh, yeah. Everyone to your feet for the benediction. We ask all of our guests to come this way, if you will, and let's fellowship at the altar. I want to know you, and certainly I want you to know me. So all of our guests, we ask that you come this way. Amen. Father, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, ears have heard, hearts have received. Thank you, Father, for being God in the midst of us. Taking a simple word, Lord, and having a profound impact upon our lives, that we never be the same in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson on kindness, that we need to be kinder and gentler people. Lord, to express your goodness in the land. We pray, Father, that you send angels before us and camp angels around us to keep us on the way. Lord, we pray that you keep us safe, that we make it to our humble abodes, and that you will give us rest to rejuvenate, relax, refresh, redirect, rebuild us, re-energize us in Jesus' name. Now may your grace, the love of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forever. And every heart say amen. Amen.